Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Payne and Penner. Actually, before you do that research, let's hit some of this C.J. Stroud from Fanatics Fest. This was C.J. Stroud. He was at Fanatics Fest, big festival celebrating athletes and athletics this weekend in New York City. He was on a panel with Bryce Young, Caleb Williams. Kay Adams was the moderator, and she asked C.J. Stroud, where does poise rank on the traits that you need to be successful in the NFL?
Probably one or two spots below leadership. Because I think poise has to do with being a leader. Your ability to not ride the waves and ride the roller coaster and have poise is, I think, the pulse of the locker room. When you walk in, and this is something that I learned in college, but kind of like Eli said, it takes another scale when you have when you're walking in a huddle and it's a 2-minute drill and it's the last play of the game and you have a dude with 3 kids staring at you in your eyes, ready to get the play. Another guy, you know, who's a grown man, you know, just men, you know, wanting a leader, you know. It reminds me of, like, just the great leaders that came before us that weren't in football, and, like, Martin Luther King Jr., Moses in the Bible. Like, there's guys that I look up to that, like, I would just imagine how they would approach a huddle, and that's the type of poise that I try to strive for. I think it's right there with leadership and that's how you win and lose games.
Yeah, just by the Russell Westbrook thing. I think there's a fake account called NBA Centel that cited a Yahoo writer who hasn't posted in 2 years as the source for the that's
and it's
that's
one
fake.
Person sending multiple texts asking about it. Is this real? I couldn't see that the font for the phone numbers are really, really small. So I'm just glancing.
Yeah.
I'm seeing.
So that's clearly fake.
It's clearly fake. Sham Sharanya, the real Sham Sharanya, tweeted 6 minutes ago about somebody the Knicks are interviewing for their head coaching job. So he is awake. Yeah.
Are we sure that wasn't Stephen A. Smith? Though?
It's not Stephen A. Smith. No, it's Sham Sharanya. No, we're good. We're good. All right. Yeah. C.J. Stroud and poise.
As far as C.J. and poise and looking into the eyes of grown men and all of that, I like that he cited Moses and Martin Luther King.
And poise.
It's always dicey. He pulled himself in. Yeah. Sometimes you don't want to compare yourself directly to those guys and say, well, you know, basically I'm like Moses here. But looking at them as role models of who you'd like to be and like how to conduct your life. Yes, yes. Great to try to emulate great people from history, sure.
Yeah.
But that part of it, I don't think that we've ever worried about that with CJ one bit. If anything, remember, a lot of the veterans in CJ's rookie year were saying, hey, man, no, you're the guy. Like, guys respect you. Guys want to follow you. He was on a panel with Caleb Williams and Bryce Young.
Bryce Young, yeah.
I don't feel, and I'm not even throwing shade at them. CJ just comes off as an older soul than those two guys. Caleb and Bryce Young still, in a lot of ways, come off as very young men who I could see maybe having a hard time commanding an NFL locker room. I think CJ, maybe by virtue of he's different than that.
He's got the pelts on the wall, too. Even when you just look at the three of them up on the stage, you're like, well, that guy's won 2 divisions. He's won a couple blowout playoff games. Bryce Young strung together about a half dozen good games at the end of his second year, and Caleb Williams had a rookie year where he won 5 games or whatever it was. You know, they've just he's accomplished more than those guys. Now, last year wasn't as good as year one for CJ. Kay Adams asked, how have last year's failures affected your development?
Last year was very, very, very helpful for me and my development. You know, I think every year, you know, you're playing against different defensive coordinators, different schemes, and they're studying your tape from the years prior on how to beat you and how to twist the pocket and how to roll coverage. And they're just doing things to throw you off. And the more you can focus on you by still, you know, making sure that you're taking care of the football and knowing what they're doing, I think that I mean, honestly, you can do anything that you really want. I mean, really all of us, I mean, you know, Peyton, Eli, you've seen them be great for so many years. That's what they did year and year and year after. So I know us three, we're trying to do the same thing. So just learn from your mistakes and, you know, just really get better from those. And that's been my mindset.
Yeah, the understanding how murky the look can get, CJ really got a dose of that this year, especially the Vikings game. The Vikings game was when that Vikings defense was really humming at its on all cylinders, and they do a great job of just really confusing quarterbacks and thinking you're seeing one thing and then you see another. And teams did a good job of that against CJ and Bobby Slowick. I think the sophomore slump and the challenges they faced, you saw this year, was as much about Bobby Slowick as it was about C.J. Stroud. Bobby Slowick, when C.J. mentions all those shell coverages, Bobby Slowick didn't do a great job of adjusting to that either. There was the way they were calling the games and the way they were operating, it was almost like they were in denial about the coverages that they were seeing.
Yeah.
So that part of it is, it's going to be really interesting to watch with Nick Caley, because there's one thing, Caley, who was in New England and worked with Tom Brady, if there's one thing that Brady was awesome at, it was diagnosing the coverages and then taking the easy money based on, okay, I thought I was seeing this, but I'm not seeing what I thought. Boom, don't hesitate. You're dumping it to the running back. And then the running back can do something with it.
Yeah.
Or you're jumping down, and you're not going 1, 2, 3, 4 in the progression. You're jumping from 1 to 4 immediately. And that's something that just takes time and experience and reps. And I think CJ did make progress in that last year. It's the difficulty this year is, okay, he made progress last year, but now he's also learning a new system.
Yeah.
And exactly, it might not be seamless at first, but he's 100% capable of doing it.
How do you think we'd be feeling? That, you know, if you look at the Texans, Seth, and you look at the offense last year and how it dipped from the season before, there's two places people were pointing the finger: Bobby Slowick and the offensive line. What if they had only replaced one of those this past offseason?
I would have been really nervous if they hadn't replaced Bobby Slowick. Yeah. And, you know, what I was saying at the end of the season was, look, it's not just the offensive line. It's every position group. You know, we can complain about all those wide receiver screens all we want. You know who was really bad on those also was the actual other the other wide receivers who were supposed to be blocking,
yep,
who looked like they didn't know who the hell they were supposed to be blocking. Or the fact that the defenses could sniff out a screen really, really well,
yeah,
which means that there's tells beforehand, and that's on the offensive coordinator. So when it came to wide receiver blocking, tight end blocking, offensive line blocking, honestly, Joe Mixon and some of his decision-making on certain plays, every position group had serious deficits when it came to execution. And that's why it drove me insane when Bobby Slowick would get up and basically almost create a fake line between the offense and the scheme and the execution. Because the offensive coordinator is ultimately responsible for the execution.
Yep.
And they just flat out weren't executing. So I would have been really nervous, because I didn't know. By the end of last year, I didn't really feel like Bobby Slowick knew what he was doing when it came to actually coaching whatever he wanted those guys to
do. I could envision like a new OC going, all right, they'll get something out of this offensive line. Like, it's a talented offensive line. They got physical talent.
Yeah.
But if it was Bobby Slowick with...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All this churn on the offensive line, I would have been holy crap scared, you know?
That would have been an indication from the team that they thought Bobby Slowick was just fine.
Yes.
You know, and that it was all these other guys who, when you look at guys who are playing across the board as the worst version of themselves, when you see guys who have played better in their career and it's position group by position group, you cannot not blame the offensive coordinator for that as well.
Yeah.
Yes, there's personal accountability for the players themselves, but there were just too many times where it was clear that guys were not on the same page.
Yep.
It was a disheveled mess.
We're getting texts about the sauciest GMs in Houston when it comes to trades. Text message, Yordan Alvarez for Josh Fields was huge, way better than the Greinke trade. Yeah, but that trade, nobody knew who Yordan Alvarez was at the time. There was
but
no
it was
sauce.
A really good trade. Oh, yeah,
really
there was
trade.
No sauciness at the
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You guys got to listen to the parameters here. We're grading sauciness,
yeah, it's
not
saucy.
The overall outcome.
We've
of
never
it.
Had a sauciness rating in this city before. We're breaking
this
new ground.
This is going to drive me insane because I know this is going to go exactly. Remember when I asked whether young men thought Beyonce was hot. And I said, because yeah. I'm 50 and I think she's hot, but Beyonce's 40 years old or so now. So I was curious, very specifically, about do young men, like guys who are 19 or 21 years old, think Beyonce, do they think of her as hot?
Yeah.
And we were flooded with people saying, I'm 45, and yes, of course she's hot.
Yeah.
They couldn't understand the simple instructions.
It's tough,
it drives me
man.
Crazy to this day. And then I told you, I posed the same question at Thanksgiving, and my mom, who's 70, was like, "Oh, of course she's hot.
Yeah.
She's really." I'm like, "Mom, I've got your teenage grandson is sitting there right next to you. That's the guy I'm asking.
Right. And your mom's smart too, right? Like
she was probably one of the people texting in that day.
That would have been awesome. All right, Payne and Pendergast, especially if she was on the text page messing with you. Your mom messing with you on the text page.
Yeah, just
page.
Trolling me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not we were not grading the effectiveness of the trades. It was simple sauciness.
That's it, sauciness. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, we've got the Pettycast at the top of the hour. This is going to be a good one. We've also got a Take-A-Mania preview cut coming up in the next segment. You will hear this cut again on Friday. Take-A-Mania appetizer from a prominent host of a debate show coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.